Hey, you're tuned to 90.3 KNBA, Alaska's native voice, and it's time for Our Community, where we take a look at our community calendars and see what's happening in our community, as well as talk to interesting people and find out what's going on in the Anchorage world or our native community as well. I've got a guest in the studio. Dana Deals, the director of Wellness and Prevention for Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And so we're talking a little bit about a camp that's coming up for Alaska Native girls.
Yes. So the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium is hosting the Garden of Roses Camp for Girls. And so this program is through our Domestic Violence Prevention Initiative. And just to give you some background on that, the Domestic Violence Prevention Initiative is intended to increase awareness and education about domestic violence and sexual assault by collaborating with our tribal partners, such as first responders and medical and care providers and our community members, on outreach, training, and advocacy efforts. So the Garden of Roses camp is specifically designed for Alaska Native girls between the ages of 8 to 17 who are survivors of sexual abuse.
And so, you know, April was Domestic Violence Awareness Month, but really this is something we need to focus on year-round, and it's good to hear that there's a resource in place. How do people learn more about this, or if they feel like they need to apply, where do they get more information?
Sure. So people can contact our coordinator. Her name is Debbie Dementif, and you can actually just give her a call directly, and her phone number is 907-729-3795. We also have the flyer posted on ANTHC's Facebook page if people want to pull that up and look for more information.
And when we're talking about sort of recovery or support for girls who have experienced this sort of thing, what does that look like or feel like?
Yeah, so the camp is very much focused on healing. The camp was named Garden of Roses by our elder, Rita Blumenstein. And so she sees the girls as flowers that will continue to bloom as they move along their healing journey. So the camp is staffed by Dr. Rita, an Alaska Native elder. It's also staffed by an Alaska Native licensed master social worker and our ANTHC project staff. So the camp really provides a safe space for the girls and their guardians to enjoy outdoor activities, healing circles, and traditional activities like beading with other Alaska Native families. And it's really about creating a safe space for them and the group experience. So sitting with other Alaska Native families that have gone through the same thing is really healing for them.
And so, you know, Dr. Blumenstein is really well-versed and well-known in all sorts of different things. Is there a kind of a holistic approach to things in this camp?
Absolutely. That's kind of the intention of it, is to make it a holistic approach to wellness. So I can just give you a little bit of an overview of what we go through during the camp. So it's a 3-day long camp, and it's held over the weekend, and we do that so that it's accessible for all families. It doesn't interfere with the work day, and it's before school starts for our young girls. So on day one of the camp, we open with a welcome from our Alaska Native elder, and then we get to know each other through the healing circle activities. During that first day, they're also assigned what we call a big buddy, who's an advocate and someone they can reach out to throughout the camp for extra support. And so day one is really about making connections and feeling comfortable with each other. And then on day two, we continue to use our healing circle to explore our feelings and learn how we can cope with those feelings in a healthy way. And then this is where we do some of our Alaska Native crafts, like beading, and we use that as a mindfulness activity, and also to just provide a connection to our Alaska Native culture. So last year we did medicine bags. We made homemade medicine bags. And then day three is what we call healing our heart. So this really gives campers the opportunity to explore their feelings at a deeper level while continuing to focus on healing. And our hope after the 3 days is that our girls will come away with an understanding that the sexual abuse was not their fault, and an understanding that it's okay to talk about it, and that healing is possible. So it definitely is a holistic approach, and we hope that they take away a very healing feeling from the camp.
It sounds like a very positive experience. And how long has this Garden of Roses camp been happening?
Yeah, so it's been around since 2013. So this is actually our sixth year. And we've gotten a lot of positive feedback from our families and our campers. They tell us that it really does help with their healing journey.
And so... are there other opportunities, like, after this, as far as, like, follow-up and that sort of thing?
Yeah, that's a good question. So before they leave the camp, we talk about the local resources that are accessible to them, and then we send them home with a resource packet with all of the local contact information. And then the camp coordinator will follow up just to make sure later on in the year they remember that those local resources are available.
And it sounds like the recruitment is kind of for a statewide pool of applicants. Or how many spots are there available?
We have 15 spots available, and it is statewide. So anyone from any village or any region of Alaska can participate. And we have travel scholarships that are available for both the girls and their guardians. So travel and lodging are provided, because we want to make it as easy as possible for our young girls to get there.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking today with Dana Deal, Director of Wellness and Prevention with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, and we're talking about the Garden of Roses Camp for Girls. So this year, is there a focus, or do things change over the years as far as like a thematic approach or...
It's primarily focused on healing every year, wellness and healing. So we have different folks that will come in and help with the circles, different advocates. So they bring their own knowledge and expertise. And so this year, again, we're going to do some crafts and then some drumming, of course. So we do things that are similar every year, but we always have different people that bring different levels of experience and their own kind of background and how they've healed from different types of trauma. So similar agenda each year, but the uniqueness is that we have different advocates and volunteers that will participate.
How important is it to address these sorts of childhood traumas? Kind of in a general sense, like as far as like, you know, people talk about ACEs scores and various things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for us, it's very important to address trauma. But the focus of this camp is really on wellness and moving forward, healing. So we don't want to focus too much on the negative aspects. We want to make it a very positive experience for them, so that when they go home, they really have some coping strategies and feel like they know how to move forward on their healing journey in a healthy way.
So it seems like we've covered quite a bit. Is there anything else we should kind of look at?
Well, I just want to encourage families to get in touch with us if they think this is a good option for them. We have a lot of space left, so please contact us. You can go to our Facebook page, the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium's Facebook page, to find the flyer for Garden of Roses. Or you can contact Debbie, and again, she's at 907-729-3795, and she can get you the application and just share more details about the camp itself. So I hope that folks will apply.
Well, thank you so much. Our guest today is Dana Deal, the Director of Wellness and Prevention at the Alaska Tribal Health Consortium. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.